A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing the hope that God has in humanity. Time and again, salvation history demonstrates how God chose people who wouldn't quite make the team if we were in charge. Abraham was an old man. Jacob was a liar and a cheater. Moses stuttered, and all the prophets, in one way or another, made excuses to try to get out of the calling. And in today's gospel, we have Jesus choosing the 12 who would be called apostles. Among them were fishermen, one of whom denied him, and another two who were called sons of thunder, which might tell us something about their personalities. A tax collector, one who betrayed him, and two whose feast we celebrate today, one a zealot, and the other who has come to be known as the patron of hopeless cases. When Jesus called his disciples together and chose the 12, they must have looked at each other and thought more than once, "What's he doing here?" No doubt, they each had their preconceived ideas and maybe even prejudices about one another. And maybe for more than a couple of them, they thought they'd never be in the same company. For the most part, they were strangers to one another. Yet here was Jesus calling them together to make something of them together. That something was the reign of God. The same goes for each one of us. We too have been called by Jesus in and through baptism to be his followers, his disciples. The fact that we are his disciples means that we are indeed no longer strangers and sojourners, as Ephesians says, but fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God. Like the apostles, we most likely look around the table of the Word and Eucharist, around our Christian communities, and think, "What's he doing here?" or "What's she doing here?" Our preconceived ideas and prejudices get in the way. Do we ever think that maybe others are probably asking the same question about us? Do we ever even consider the question, "What am I doing here?" When we're able to answer that question, then we'll have the answer to the question of what others are doing here. We're here, all of us gathered into the body of Christ, simply because of the grace and love of God. It's nothing we've done. We've not had to prove ourselves. But God has seen potential and promise in us because we are made in the divine image. That's the hope that God has in humanity. If God sees such in us, who are we not to see it in others? When we are able to see such promise and potential in the other, what will surprise us is not who is here with us, but just how small our gathering spaces have been because of our lack of openness and understanding, curiosity and wonder about the other. As Ephesians says, we are being built together into a dwelling place of God. We are being built together. Together, whatever our political affiliation. Together, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and straight. Together, immigrant, refugee, and citizen. We are being built together, rich and poor. Together, traditional and progressive. Together, churched and unchurched. Together is where promise and possibility live, creating a world of hope, which is the dwelling place of God. Our God sees it in each one of us, in humanity. Do we dare to live it with one another, together?